think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt. I have some good news for you today. Foolishness stinks, but wise choices are like sweet perfume. Believe it or not, Pizza Hut has a perfume. What started out as a joke on Facebook a few years ago became a reality when Pizza Hut Canada developed a perfume named Eau de Pizza Hut as part of a promotional campaign. And this perfume gives wearers the aroma of a newly opened pizza box. Somehow, I don't think my wife wants people to remember her as the lady who smells like cheese and pizza sauce. In Ecclesiastes 10, Solomon warned us, as dead flies cause even a bottle of perfume to stink, so a little foolishness spoils great wisdom and honor. So what do I want people to remember about me? Well, if I'm careless with my money, my time, and my words, I may have a stinky reputation. But if I make wise choices, well, my reputation will smell like sweet perfume. Now that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, senior pastor of Centerpoint, centeringlives.com.
Can I help you?
Yeah, I'm Bill.
Yeah, Bill. My uncle tells me you check out houses for electrical safety. My wife, she worries.
Well, women do tend to worry, don't they?
Actually, a lot of people worry, for good reason. Each year, over 65,000 American homes suffer a fire due to an electrical problem. To make sure you're not a victim, call Crosby Electric, your exclusive provider of CurrentSafe, the world's foremost home diagnostic system.
Mm-hmm. What's that, Bill?
A divining rod. It can spot electrical shorts inside your walls.
It can.
Technicians at Crosby Electric use special high-tech equipment to check your hidden wiring, panel box, light switches, and electrical outlets to scientifically pinpoint the location of any problems.
So, find anything, Bill?
Nope, you're safe. Ain't high-tech wonderful?
Yeah.
Why worry? Call Crosby Electric at 272-2085 for a no-obligation safety assessment or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Now you'll be safe with CurrentSafe.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Your chances of encountering a shower are very small, but not zero. They will fade out in the overnight hours, if there are any, and then the low temperature falls to about the mid-70s. Then tomorrow, again, a very hot day with a high temperature close to the mid-90s for the sixth day in a row. Rain chances not zero, but closer to 10% tomorrow, and then a little bit better with isolated storms on Thursday, and then back to the scattered hit-or-miss storms as we get to Friday and Saturday with high temperatures in the lower 90s. Hey, our weather app is the only weather app you need on your phone or tablet because it has everything. Current conditions, hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, radar, future radar, push notifications for watches and warnings, and access to all my videos and blog updates. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Hi, I'm Rick Peters, managing partner at Blue Water Broadcasting. We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, this is Danny with High Caliber Gun and Fun. November, we'll be celebrating 10 years of doing business in the River Region, and Blue Water Broadcasting has been an integral part of that 10 years. High Caliber Gun and Fun, we say we are a step above the rest, and Blue Water Broadcasting definitely is that step.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You've heard of fake news. Now, get ready for fake weather.
I'm holding on to this street sign so I don't blow away in these hurricane force winds. Oh, and pay no attention to those guys in flip-flops taking a leisurely stroll on the sidewalk behind me.
Our fake weather channel reporters brave unbelievable conditions, and we mean unbelievable.
The only way to cross this flooded street is by canoe. Or you could just wear galoshes like these guys who just ruined my shot.
Fake Weather Channel report is completely authentic. And when that gets boring, we bring in a wind machine and throw debris.
Whatever you do, stay indoors. Trust me, we really don't want you to experience these conditions. That would be bad for us. I mean you.
It's the Fake Weather Channel. When a hurricane goes from a Category 5 to a Category 1, we crank it back up to 5 again.
Back with more coverage of this year's Storm of the Century right after this.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
There's actually people out there that think Trump created Florence.
You gotta be freaking kidding me.
That's the country living. That is bad. It's happy hour. My name is Greg, my tunnel-like sidekick.
Joey.
He's here too. We're doing fake talk.
And here they are.
Jeopardy. Please clap.
So, fake talk, how does that work? We claim that we're talking and we pretend to talk, but we're not actually talking? Like, there's actually somebody with his hand up my bum controlling me, and it's really a ventriloquist and I'm a puppet?
Yeah.
Sounds awesome.
Everything is fake, right? Oh, the news is fake. Weather is fake.
Very fake.
It's amazing. I was happy to see we spent a little time on the Emmys this morning.
Oh, really?
Well, there were a couple of moments that were kind of cool, but my bottom line comment was, I used to care.
Right.
There were always a couple of shows that had nominations out of vested interest, and I always rooted for, you know, we named Briscoe after the character on Law and Order, so when he was up for an Emmy, I'd want him to win, that kind of thing. But that was a long time ago. I haven't given a rat's ass about the Emmys in ages, and of course it was another anti-Trump Hollywood we know better than you Bullshit session. And the ratings crashed to a record low. So we've seen the Oscars crash to record lows and the Emmys. And when the hell are they going to wake up and understand what country they live in? Really? Your movies, with rare exceptions, you know, don't do diddly squat. If it weren't for the comic book movies, Hollywood would be bankrupt.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't watch the Emmys.
I didn't.
I did. No, I did not. Like, I didn't watch a bit of it.
And I was surprised. Mrs. Maisel, I think, is a show on Amazon. Emily watches it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at the woman because the story about her was that she was topless. Not topless. She was braless.
Oh, okay.
Kind of a heavier set, if I may say that without sounding sexist. And I'm looking, I said, God, she looks familiar. And I realized it was the lady that played Miss Swan on Mad TV.
Oh.
Alex Borstein. And she's very funny. And she didn't do this to be, you know, anti-Trump or anything like that. I was briefly happy for her.
The one story from the Emmys, which I did not watch, but I caught it in my social media feed,
mm-hmm.
was the appearance of the Atlanta character, Teddy Perkins. Teddy Perkins is a bizarre character in Donald Glover's show Atlanta. And it kind of looks like a black guy in white face. And it's a character in the show, creepy character in the show. And so they had somebody, it wasn't Donald Glover himself, which I believe Glover plays him on the show, but they had somebody exactly done up as Teddy Perkins sitting in the front row at one point on the red carpet. Everybody's going, is that Teddy Perkins? And it was a great, I think, little gag that Donald Glover pulled on the folks at the Emmys. Like, wait, that's a fictional character hanging out there in the front. Have me chuckling. Really creepy character on the show. That's a crazy show. It's really well done.
But we're watching now. We have watched the Oscars hit new lows. And ironically, the guy that stole the evening last night, and again, I didn't watch it either, was the guy who won an Emmy for his production, his direction of the Oscars, and then proposed to his girlfriend during the... So that was kind of sweet. They can live in Libtardia forever and be, you know, happy together, I guess.
Yeah.
But we are watching year after year these shows shrink in interest and also in ratings. I mean, we're not talking about, well, a few thousand people less watch. No, we're talking to millions and millions of people who have turned off to Hollywood, and they know what they're going to do. They're going to take this platform and turn it into a anti-Trump thing for whatever reason. Because they hate the country. I don't know what their issue is. So I would like to ask the women that listen to this show, was there ever a moment when you were 17 when you felt like you were out with an octopus? That had some guy that had that many hands? Who you had to push away or slap away, you know. This woman apparently is now balking at appearing before the Senate committee.
Has not responded to their invitation.
If she doesn't have the vote, and forget about it. This is just more crap. The fact that they hung on to this for so long, it's all one big stinking plot. It's the way the Democrats do business. They're the lowlifes, the weasel of the world. This guy, they should have the vote, put him in. Oh, there'll be a temporary hysteria. What? When isn't there? From, you know, the crazies on the left. Just get it over with. Put him in. If she's not willing, I would like to see nominee Kavanaugh cross-examine her. Say it to his face. We're talking about a guy who's worked his ass off to be in a position to be a Supreme Court justice. And you're going to come back 35 years after a teenage party and claim he did something with zero proof other than you're a professor and a woman. So therefore, you must be telling the truth. And he's a typical, you know, molesting heterosexual beast. Enough. Hey, we can get a legal opinion immediately on all of this chaos from our friend Legal Eagle and local heartthrob.
Yes.
Chad.
All right. This spin by the Democrats and by this woman is quickly falling apart. As you recall, the story on Friday was that this anonymous letter came to Dianne Feinstein.
Yeah. Thank you, Chad, for that. He's a lawyer. I know he makes a pretty good living, but right. I think his phone's got issues. He'll be calling back. Say it to his face in front of America on national TV. I want to see that. And if you can't do that, then this has no business being considered in the vote on Kavanaugh, because otherwise he's lived a pretty exemplary life, and there are dozens and dozens of women that he's worked with over the years who are willing to stand up and they'll go and say, this is not the man I know. This is just typical last-minute Democrat bullshit. And now back to Chad.
Sorry about that. This thing is falling apart on the Democrats. And you notice I said yesterday that there was no way she was going to testify. Well, as of right now, she is not scheduled to testify. Some folks are now trying to let her testify behind closed doors, which,
no.
Of course, I would say absolutely no. You've made public accusations that to ruin a person,
mm-hmm.
and by God, you're going to stand there and be questioned on it.
Yeah.
Now, here's the other deal. So, you remember how this all came about? We heard on Friday that Dianne Feinstein had this anonymous letter.
Yeah.
That, wow, gee, I turned it over to the FBI. It was given to me by another representative in the district where this woman lived. Now, then we found out, you know, over the weekend that, well, actually, she's had the letter since July.
Right.
But this victim was reluctant to come forward. But now we find out today that this so-called reluctant victim lawyered up and took a polygraph in early August. Early August, right? And that she reached out to the Washington Post. And then when asked why she wanted to go public, she had claimed that, well, it's because I knew that the press was after the story and they'd eventually find out. But she's the one who, notified the Washington Post tip line and made it come out. So this is just a lie upon lie upon lie. This was a setup, and we know that her lawyer is a George Soros lawyer, right? Who is a hardcore Trumper hate. Leftist,
yeah.
Progressive, you know, and they are trying to ruin this person. And, you know, regardless of what happens, people are going to believe what they're going to believe. And the left is going to believe her, and decent, honorable people are going to believe him, you know. But it's just, the whole thing is just one giant turd pile of lies. I hate to say it that
crap
way.
But again, unless you were tried as an adult for a serious crime under the age of 18, find me a teenager. Find me anybody who lived through their teens in this country who didn't do something stupid, who was awkward sexually, whatever the case.
My theory about this whole thing is she may have had some encounter with somebody, but she was too drunk to know who it was.
Yeah, and we're just supposed to throw
Kavanaugh. He is an outright, not only do I not know her, but I didn't go to any such party, and I've never done any such thing. Now, that is it's pretty ballsy to take the it never happened position. Most lawyers would say, now, if it happened, I want you to say it happened. You can put your spin on it and say nothing happened, and, you know, she was crazy.
I would like to see him cross-examine her on national TV.
Oh, he'd be terrific because, you know, like I said, he's been on the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals for 10 years, and that's what Court of Appeals judges do. They question lawyers. They're very smart people. They know exactly how to get to the answers quickly.
He should have the right to face his accuser, and a man who had something to hide or guilty would be very reluctant to do that. I would like to see
him. She will not show up. The Democrats today are still talking about trying to get the FBI to investigate it. What do you not understand about the word F in FBI?
Yeah.
Federal Bureau of Investigation. They don't investigate party misconduct by teenagers in a state. Okay? There's no federal crime there. This is all delay tactics. And then they're talking about, oh, well, maybe we'll let her testify behind closed doors. And she's never going to testify. She's not going to come under oath publicly. And, you know, if you're going to make public answers, public accusations like that, and put your lawyer on the TV accusing, Brad Kavanaugh of all these horrible things, then by God, you need to face, you know, people who are going to ask you some serious questions. The first one beginning with, when did you first contact a lawyer? When did you first contact the Washington Post?
I want to see financial records, bank accounts, all of it. Chad, I appreciate
you.
We're going to take our first break of the show. And we have, okay, and get that other call. We'll go to them after we talk to Alexia from El Jalisco. Hi, Alexia.
Hello.
How are you today? You're not nervous, I hope.
No, not at all.
good. This is one of the many, gosh, I don't want to sound like a sexist, but the waiting staff at El Jalisco is so friendly and so nice and so charming. And so welcoming. So I just want to make that statement. And, any of them will make you feel like at your king's table when you stop by Jalisco. Now, today is 99 Cent Taco Tuesday, right?
Right. And we also have the enchilada dinner for $6.99 and the nachos fiesta for $6.99.
The enchiladas, that's what I had a couple of weeks ago, and actually, I could not finish it. But that's another part of the great value at El Jalisco, because whatever you order, when you order a dinner, they're going to bring you an oval-shaped plate that is wall-to-wall food. You get a very generous portion of authentic Mexican food. Try the crazy chicken. That's one of my favorites. The cheesesteak burrito is another favorite. But on 99 Cent Taco Tuesday, you can stuff yourself, literally, beef or chicken tacos. And instead of going to one of those fast food places, especially one that refused to serve English-speaking people in Miami recently. You heard about that story?
I did not.
Crazy. Get the real deal. Authentic Mexican tacos from El Jalisco. And they pack up their food, so if you don't have time to dine in and you want to bring it home, it travels well. And if you haven't been, please, if you like Mexican food, you've missed out up till this point. That's El Jalisco, right across from the Krispy Kreme Donut Factory on Atlanta Highway. When you stop by, please ask to see Monica. Ask to see her goddess-like dimples and tell her you listen to News Talk. And the happy hour drink specials, real quick. You got the margaritas.
Yeah, we have the lime on the rocks and frozen for for $3, and we have the Michelob Ultra and Bud Light for $2.99.
All right, so think about those prices. Grab yourself a cold one or a real tasty margarita and have a few tacos, and you're going to walk out of there full, happy, and with a very low bill. El Jalisco. Thank you, Alexia. You
Thank
did a
you
great
so much.
Job for us.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Absolutely charming.
Wonderful.
It is 3:21. Well, at least I'm not as suicidal as I was yesterday.
That's good. That's good. I see you didn't
yeah,
bring
that's
your...
A, that's major improvement, isn't
you didn't
it?
Bring your gun, did you?
No. Good. Well, I was.
Good.
Yesterday I was thinking about it, but today I just... No, it's where it usually is. Under my pillow. Wouldn't it be just like me to roll over and boom? I mean, it's...
Oh, no, I told you this at the bachelor party. We weren't in D.C. proper. We were in Virginia. But it was weird. If you drove a half a mile in one direction, we were felons with the shotguns we had in the car to go sporting clay shooting. But they had been... it was one night I behaved myself. I didn't have that much to drink. So I was probably the least drunk guy in the group.
Wow, that's a...
And, I was fine. I woke up next day. I didn't even have a hangover. But I was, you know, Sean's let me share his king-size bed. So, and the night before we had shared it, and, I mean, it was fine. It was king-size.
Yeah.
Jersey shows up, like, I don't want to sleep on the love seat. Can I join you guys? And it's like...
Three oh, in a king-size bed?
I know. And it was fine. But it just, as he starts to crawl into the bed... He's got his, 9mm in a holster, but, his 9mm in his hand. And Sean and I both look at him and go, what the hell are you doing? What? I want to be safe. Like, no, put it over there, you idiot.
That's all he
things
needs.
You got to deal with.
He's all he needs to do is roll over the wrong way and give somebody a second.
Rectum.
You know?
I know.
Jeez.
Good Lord. That was not a good night's sleep.
I'm beginning to question some of the people that you hang with. We decided, I want to bring up the podcast on the morning show because we really did something very funny this morning.
Okay.
Well, actually, a lot of funny things.
Right.
But, and I think you would get a kick out
of it. I mean, you should just replay the whole morning show.
Can we, you know what? Then we could go to El Jalisco.
Yeah.
Have margaritas and tacos.
Right. And we could talk about your gun.
Yeah. That's a plan. But we can't. We got to take this break.
He's one of the most consequential global figures of our time. He transformed Great Britain's education and healthcare systems. He served as Prime Minister of the United Kingdom from 1997 to 2007. And he's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents the Right Honorable Tony Blair, October 4th at their annual benefit dinner. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
At Nuke's Eatery, we believe in instant gratification. So a selection of our signature salads and sandwiches are always ready in our grab-and-go cooler. Sandwiches, soups, salads, sides, we make everything fresh every day. Flame-grilled, hand-sliced, made from scratch. We take our time so you don't have to. Just run in, grab, and go. Rushed lunch, hectic dinner, you never have to compromise for convenience. Dash in the grab-and-go entrance for something extraordinary, like the black and blue salad, loaded baked potato soup, chicken salad on croissant, or in a container for the whole family. This isn't fast food. It's good food, fast. Don't do the drive-thru. Grab and go. It's always ready at Nuke's Eatery.
Now at Nuke's, the Express Market, with freshly prepared goodness meals to go. Grab and go proteins, house-made sauces. You'll be the hero at your next dinner.
I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Fall's here. I imagine the emphasis begins to change, right?
It does. Different kind of merchandise is coming in. We're beginning to get the fall spirit, which means football. We're just excitement every day.
Tell us just a bit about Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall.
Eastbrook is 60,000 square feet. We have around 200 vendors. We have an elevator. We have air conditioning. We have heat when it's necessary. We've got free coffee, free cookies, and we've got Fleas the horse. And Fleas will talk to you. He's a real neat attraction for the children and the grown-ups.
And how about those hours of operation?
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
And the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall will soon have more information on their big fall yard sale coming up. That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Eventually, it's going to happen. You'll turn the key and your engine won't start. Don't lose your ability to get around. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for a SuperStart battery. Whether it's a reliable economy, hardworking premium, or powerful extreme, you'll find it at an everyday low price. Don't let a dead battery slow you down. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
My heart skips skipping the beat. You're not close enough, so that space between you and me, let's lose it. The way you're dancing, swaying to the music. Girl, that body and how you move it. Every time you cross my mind, girl, I lose it.
Alexa, play the Country Heat playlist.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Sissy music.
Howdy, cowpokes.
Dumb people do the kinky challenge. Dumb people shooting. Playing traffic. Dumb people need to stay in their cars.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
They open up the door. They jump out. They follow the car. They dance around. Look out. There's a street sign. Some potholes ahead. You're gonna crack your skull. You stupid dunderhead. Well, we don't want no dumb people.
What an imbecile.
You're
Mr. Poopy Pants?
I beg your pardon. It is 3:28 on News Talk 93.1 FM. I just got a note. We were just talking about 99 Cent Taco Day at El Jalisco.
Oh, yes.
And Karen sent me a Facebook note saying that they were on their way to El Jalisco now. Good. Good. Enjoy. Oh, and here's another thing.
Okay.
Because it kind of connects to the wonderful restaurants that sponsor us, this station in general. We've got a bunch of good ones. We're loyal to all of them. And by the way, tomorrow night at Baumhauer's, we are celebrating the 35th wedding anniversary of Rusty Aldrich and his wife.
Wow.
And there's a guy who's given so much to both shows, been such a devoted contributor. In the morning, we kind of call him the fifth Beatle. Not that we're really that good, but... You know what I mean?
Well, at least you didn't compare yourself to Jesus.
No.
I mean, the disciples. Oh, the apostles.
Jesus. No. Yeah. We have good ratings, but we're not in
not
Jesus
that
too.
Big. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, if the Republicans nominated Jesus, mm-hmm. if he came back, and, you know, he will, and I hope it's soon, they would come up with a letter on him. From somebody that was there, you know.
He forgave, like, a whore once?
Something. No, they would. If Jesus Christ was nominated for the Supreme Court, the Democrats would have a letter and some left-wing nut job. They probably told this professor, ooh, you know, nothing's going to happen. Just make the accusation. That's all we need. Make the accusation. Now it's gotten a lot more serious. And I'm sorry, if you are... 35 years after this teenage episode, if you're still that traumatized, you should march into that Senate chamber on national TV in front of Brett Kavanaugh and look him in the eye and tell him what you remember him doing and then give him a chance to confront you because you're his accuser. This, no, I'm not going to show up. As far as I'm concerned, your story is total fantasy. Like a bigger fantasy than Obama is the guy that set up the economy that's going so well now.
Whoa, what did he wave? A magic wand? Whoa, billionaire's bear.
Did you hear his latest insipid?
No, I did not. What did he say?
Somewhere on Drudge. Help me find this link.
Okay.
Somewhere on Drudge. He had a link to a story where Obama was stuttering and mentioned himself like 89,000 times mm-hmm. in his speech recently. His last couple of days.
Yeah, I remember seeing that.
Let me see what happens if I put stuttering into the Drudge search engine. Obama turns into stuttering mess again. Ooh, I want to hear this. Want to hear this?
Oh, sure.
I want to hear this.
So if you're voting for the other team, it's not because of the economy. It's not because of the economy. You gotta be clear about that. Republicans on the other side don't really know what the guy's talking about.
Oh, he's got his black voice on there, too.
They really don't. You ask them, they're all like, I don't know. And then they kind of duck the other way.
Is there anybody in that audience over 20?
Am I joking? No. So you can choose a path that divides us with harsh rhetoric pits working people against each other. All the while,
I can't believe this guy
pushing policies that will just help folks at the top do even better. But that's not helping working families.
Oh no.
I have a headache.
It's been a long time since we've listen to anything that he has said. I'm looking for just the right drop here. Come on. I know I put it in. Where did it go? No?
Message for you, sir.
Well, I guess I have it labeled under balls.
Ah,
it's too late now. It would have been funnier if I had been able to find it quicker. So his latest fairy tale is, for 8 long years, he pushed the boulder up the mountain
mm-hmm.
and got it to the top and then set it up for it to roll downhill, and now Trump's taking credit for all his work. No, you anchored the American businessman to all your stupid rules and regulations and your 35% corporate taxes, because that's what's fair and it doesn't roll down. That is such total. What about the millions of people that got bonuses the day those tax cuts were passed and signed into law? What about the actual evidence that personal incomes are finally climbing? They did not during your 8 miserable long. I got to tell you, we work with small businesses on this radio station. They keep us in business. And our goal is to help them stay in business. And for 8 years, it was so almost week to week with some. You know, hoping, praying, you know, that enough people would walk through the door that they could stay another month. And all Trump did was come in and take the chains off. And all the jobs that he's, progressive. There's a reason progressives or Republicans have stopped your stupid ideas, jackass, because they were voted in to do exactly that in 2010 when they realized one big-ass mistake, America, was in the White House. So you owe that to yourself and nobody else. You were the guy that put 63 Republicans in Democrat seats. Nobody else did that. You were the guy that turned the Senate Republican in 2014. The problem is, now that they've got themselves there, they have nuts the size of raisins, so they can't stand up for themselves. Where are the fighters? Where are the passionate people? Oh, Demand Justice announced a $700,000 ad by focusing on Christine Blasey's allegation. Can you do that?
Yeah.
Isn't that slander?
It's just an allegation.
But running it as an ad, aren't you sticking your neck out for...
It's true that she alleged it.
Yeah. You know what? If somebody alleged something on me that I did not do, I would be after them like, you know what?
Well, and I'm sorry, but the believe all women stuff is crap. Because I distrust everybody, men and women, until I, you know, learn otherwise. Especially when politics is involved here. And even Christine's own lawyer. She was asked, surprisingly, by John Dickerson, CBS Morning.
Yeah.
How are the Republicans supposed to ask, you know, pointed questions if it's going to look like they're bullying her or, you know, pouring on and this traumatized person.
On one hand, we're hearing about how strong women are, and then as soon as they're asked a tough question, it's bullying.
But the lawyer for Christine Blasey said, well, in this heated political environment, we're probably not going to find the truth. No kidding. No kidding.
35 years ago. I can't believe it's even a consideration. Lady, where were you? It's like, and I see this in comment threads all over the place, as people are waking up to the fact that most of those accusers of Roy Moore were bought and paid for. Got their money, went away. But it worked. How many times are we going to let this happen? This nonsense. How many times are we going to watch pictures taken of people accepting cash for disrupting a hearing in Congress? Getting their money from George Soros, evilest son of a bitch that ever walked the face of the earth. And I make no apologies for saying it that way. Croak.
Glad you didn't bring your gun, even without the bullets. I don't want to get brandished by an empty gun. Or not brandished, just lacerated with
I'm
you.
Mr. Brandish.
I don't want to get pistol whipped over here in the middle of you ranting and raving.
Yeah. I'm such a brandisher.
Look at this face. It's a moneymaker here on the radio. Or something like that.
Yeah. God, it's just amazing. Every day it's something else. How many pairs of panties do you think the average Democrat, male and female, has in their underwear drawer? Must be in the hundreds.
Well, it depends on...
They have to be changed so often.
It's broken down by region, the last statistics I looked at.
Uh-huh.
In certain parts of the country, they don't have any panties.
Hey!
Other parts where it's cold, I mean, you got to lay it on thick, like granny panties and some long johns.
You know...
But it's different. It's complicated, Greg.
Michael Moore is such a fat blob of dough.
He is quite zofty.
That if you saw him naked, you want to put sprinkles on him.
Yeah.
Or powdered sugar.
No, he's so fat that if I saw him naked, I don't think I would be that disturbed. It would just be like, man, that's a fat guy. Because I don't think you would see any, like, you know, band stuff.
He hasn't seen it either.
Right. It would just be like, that is bizarre looking. It's like, is that his butt or is that his, like, belly? Is that a crease? Or is that, like, a crack? I don't know. That's a new level of fat.
We're just chewing the fat here this afternoon.
I do have to give him credit that when it comes to left-wing folks and Democrats, he at least seems to be independent in what he says. Like, hey, he did call that Donald Trump was going to win.
Oh, I didn't tell you. I sent my friend Lisa, who was a teacher of David Hogg at Parkland, who became, you know, a national left-wing idol.
Yeah, Mr. Hogg Day, yeah.
The latest article, hang on, let me see if I can find this. Which one did I send her? He was the one that bought into the Nikki Haley curtain story that, demanding that she be, kicked out of office because she spent all this money on curtains when in fact the money was spent by the Obama administration, and even the New York Times had to retract the story. But this little 18-year-old punk is out there with the whole thing. So I said I sent her a letter just to see how she was doing. And, quote, David Hogg is a nincompoop.
Mm-hmm.
Once the libs realize what a loose cannon and liability is, they'll drop him like a hot potato. If they don't, it's good for us. That's got to be freaky for her because he was in her class. This little... And he is, God, so Hitler-esque in the way he...
Jalisco.
Mommy the Swami?
Mommy the Swami. I'm sitting at your favorite place.
El Jalisco?
Yes, right.
Wow.
And there's a man here that wants me to tell you hello. Charles and Michaela.
Hey, how about that? That's cool.
He said Michaela wants to talk to you. Is that okay?
Of course.
Okay, here. I'll give her my phone, baby.
Isn't that cute? She calls me baby.
Hi, Greg.
Hey, Michaela. How are you?
Good.
Well, are you? What are you having at El Jalisco today? What are you having at El Jalisco?
Sir?
What are you having for dinner at El Jalisco?
We have chicken tacos, and we also have beef tacos.
Chicken and beef tacos. That sounds 100% absolutely yummy.
Wait, are you talking on the radio? Or are you talking to me?
Yeah.
So I'm on the radio?
Yeah. Yeah, you're on the radio.
Oh.
Aren't you excited?
Hi, Michaela. I think we've met before. This is Joey.
Did you get a thrill there? We sat down, and he remembered me from your last time at Bomb Hours.
Oh, well, it was great. Great you ran. I'm glad you're over there. What are you having for dinner?
This is the first. You know, I don't know. What would you recommend?
Well, if you like tacos, they're 99 cents each today, and all their food is excellent. The enchilada is really good. If you like chicken, the pollo loco.
But also if you want a huge meal, Swami, the Philly cheesesteak burrito.
The Philly cheesesteak burrito.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
We'll try it then.
All right, Mom.
Good.
Let me know later how it goes.
Talk to you after the show, sweetheart.
As always, yes, I talk to Mommy every day, twice.
You scared off Michaela with your radio powers.
I did not. I didn't frighten that child.
You have to be careful with your mega powers, Greg.
Oh, yeah.
It's intimidating to some people.
Yeah,
it's very, very intimidating to some people.
Frankly, I don't think I scare anybody these days, but whatever you say, young Joey. We're way late here. We got to hit the traffic dungeon, get your local news, Rich's forecast, and we're back.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. They now have 50-pound bags of River Run dog food for only $17, made locally and healthy for your pup. Ask Randy about it. Prattville Farm Center, a quarter mile south of McDonald's on Highway 31.
Everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Things look real good still. No problems on the interstate systems. The Boulevard Atlanta Highway looking real good. The 31s are okay. Taylor Road and Vaughn Road are mostly clear. Enroll now for the mini term at Trenton State Community College. Admissions and financial aid must be processed before September 28th. Classes begin October 12th. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. September is Hunger Action Month. The Montgomery Area Food Bank is commemorating by doubling its mobile food pantry efforts today. A normal daily food pantry distributes between 5 and 7 tons of food. Today's pantry will distribute between 10 and 14 tons, feeding around 250 families. The Alabama Department of Corrections will be in court to argue why it should not be held in contempt for failing to meet staffing deadlines. U.S. District Judge Myron Thompson set deadlines in May, June, and July for increasing mental health staff. Lawyers for the state say the new prison health care contractor has worked to meet those goals and has made substantial progress. Senior citizens in Montgomery County were able to catch some fish with the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office. The Sheriff's annual fishing rodeo was held this morning at the Montgomery County Ponds. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Your chances of encountering a shower are very small, but not zero. They will fade out in the overnight hours if there are any, and then the low temperature falls to about the mid-70s. Then tomorrow, again, a very hot day with a high temperature close to the mid-90s for the sixth day in a row. Rain chances not zero, but closer to 10% tomorrow, and then a little bit better with isolated storms on Thursday, and then back to the scattered hit-or-miss storms as we get to Friday and Saturday with high temperatures in the lower 90s. Hey, our weather app is the only weather app you need on your phone or tablet because it has everything. Current conditions, hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, radar, future radar, push notifications for watches and warnings, and access to all my videos and blog updates. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to sell your home in this market. Our market has changed in 2018 from a buyer's market to a seller's market. 45% of the listings in the River region have sold in 60 days or less. I recently had two listings that sold in 7 days or less. In today's market, you must price your home properly for the current market. Have the home in showroom condition at all times. Budget in your price to pay for a portion of closing costs. Be able to show your home with just a few hours' notice. Make sure any repairs you have put off, get them fixed now. Painting, landscaping, repairing any rotten wood will pay dividends in a better price and a quicker sale. Here at the Goodson Group, we have a 10-point plan of action to get your home sold. For more information, call your real estate source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me, bogoodson@charter.net.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Ah, folks, this is Rusty. If you've got your mind on your money and your money on your mind, you'll love the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now it's time for another episode of A Few Seconds Inside a Man's Head.
Is she flirting with me in the workplace? Oh, this is a dilemma. Oh, it's such a tough time in man history to reciprocate. Well, when in doubt, cut it out. It's such a shame, too, because she would have been so much fun to date.
And that was another episode of A Few Seconds Inside a Man's Head.
Yeah, I wonder how it is in an office these days. You never worried about it. I mean, I've always...
Is radio different than, like, working in an office?
I think you have different type of people.
I agree.
And that's not just people that are on the air, but off the air as well, who like the excitement of being part of the business.
Sure. But yeah, I know it's, you know, buttoned up office environment. There's got to be a lot of repressed sexuality.
This room is loaded with it. But here's the thing, you know, it's like 39%, I believe is the precise number, 39% of people who are married met through the workplace. That's almost like 4 out of 10 there.
Wow.
I did that math in my head.
That was impressive.
Well, and it's not that that number is some kind of a sacred thing, but just how exactly are people going to meet randomly? And then you do, and you hit it off with somebody, but then something goes horribly wrong, and feelings are hurt. And then revenge, and it's just, I don't know. But it's gone from taking a chance to, you know, putting your whole career on the line. I'm just glad I'm not in it right now. I'm glad I got to enjoy it when I did.
So what's wrong with you?
Nothing. was it yesterday I said I went through all the sales department?
No, but you just said it today.
I missed. Where are you, Ada Jimenez? Seriously. Here's Debbie.
Well, hello, gentlemen. How is today?
Okay.
But it's beautiful out. But anyway, I was going to ask. Oh, come on.
No.
Beautiful.
I want fall. Fall. I want
to. Oh, I hear you. I love the holidays, so I can agree with you on that. Yes. But I went to the lake over the weekend, and it was gorgeous, and oh, I just loved every minute of it. All the stress just washed away.
I've been to the lake for dinner once or twice, but I've never spent any time up there because I don't have anybody that's invited me up there, offered me their house up there for a weekend.
I wasn't talking about Lake Martin. I was talking about up there at Lake Harris. There's no houses on Lake Harris.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So you would have a hard time with that anyway. But, yeah, it was gorgeous. But listen, I was going to ask you, I'm not sure if this is true or not. I was just going to throw it out and see if you've heard of it. And if I'm saying something that's not true, I'd like to know it because I don't want to spread rumors. But it's about this lady that is, you know, talking about being assaulted by Kavanaugh.
Yeah.
Christine, okay. Her parents apparently had gone through some type of foreclosure in 1996, which was ruled.
I don't think that's true.
Okay, you know what I'm talking about, so I'm just going to stop right there.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. But I think it is ironic, you know, these women that wait all these years and then come out at these opportune moments. It's a little too convenient in my mind.
For testimony the Democrats are just... Man, I don't care. If you want to rustle a pig, you're going to get muddy. That's what they are, pigs, and we need to get muddy, and that's it. Thank you for that. Debbie, you want to be a Baumhauer's Big Shot?
Why not? I might actually get lucky.
Month and date of birth?
11/23.
All right, drawing is tomorrow, right around 3:20. Give away a party tray of wings and a gallon of Red Diamond iced tea. Connie, good afternoon.
Hi. I just want to say I am so sick of this hashtag MeToo movement. And to me, it trivializes the actual cases of women being raped and assaulted. And in no way do I believe this woman's story. She doesn't know when it happened, where it happened, how she got there, and how she got home. I mean, really?
It's almost comedic, and you are correct, because it does denigrate the legitimate cases that are...
Right.
That exists.
And here's the thing about it. I'm sorry. Show me a man who has been a teenage boy who did not at some point try something. And show me a woman who, as a teenage girl, did not have a guy try something.
Guess what?
Hello? It's what they do. And you can't slap them or get out of the car and walk home or kick them in, you know, where? I mean, you know, you can't defend yourself.
I opened the show today. I said, please, is there a woman listening who is all grown up now who did not have at least one octopus experience with a guy in a car or on a date?
Exactly. I told my husband, and he really died laughing. I'm going to offend some people here, but I'm going to do it anyway. I thought, you know, these feminazis, you know, they were the prohibition. They were all these movements and everything. I said, I think the worst thing that ever happened to this country was when women got the right to vote.
Well, I won't go back that far, but I got to tell you, the women's movement of the 70s, I think, was terribly, terribly destructive to our society.
Oh, I do too.
Because they made women feel like motherhood is not the most important job in the world. You're wasting your time. Unless you're getting a paycheck, you're not really working. And it ended up with, and I know many of them personally, quite a few women who found themselves turning 40 saying, you know, I'd like to have a kid. How do I do that now?
I don't know. I just, I'm not a feminazi. I don't associate with those people at all. And I think they've done more harm to this country than you just can ever believe.
We agree. Listen, can I put you in tomorrow's bomb hour big shot, John Connie?
I actually won it one time last year.
No, this is a brand new year. This is a brand new contest. If you won previously, this is a new one.
Okay, sure.
Month and date of birth?
September 3rd.
All righty. Happy belated. Thank you for the call at 357. Let's take a look and see what's cooking at Jack Ingram's signature used car.
Woo!
Well, if you're looking for, let's say you got a new driver. I want to see if this one vehicle is still in the inventory. Because you want to get them something that they'll be happy to drive, but something that will offer safety and reliability because you worry. And the one thing, you know, it's enough for them handling the various situations they encounter as new drivers, but a vehicle that will protect them. This 2006 Jeep Liberty Sport they have, it's beautiful. It's red, very nice, beautiful car. Body's in great shape, good vehicle history, clean interior, and an engine ready to deliver reliable driving miles. That's $4,800. There's a $3,800 price tag on a 2000 Chevy Equinox. Again, it's brand new in this category, under $5,000 at Jack Ingram. If they put their name on it, they're saying this is a car that you can trust that will offer reliable driving miles. You can shop an array of brand names like Audi and Nissan and Mercedes and Volkswagen and Volvo, sedans, SUVs, hatchback, vans, coupes, and trucks in all the price ranges from $5,000 from under $5,000 to over $25,000. Just go to Jack Ingram's Signature Used Cars and then stop by and see Tip Thames and that team of people he's put together there for the most unused car shopping experience you will ever find at 235 Northeastern Bypass. And please mention our names.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. My team and I greatly appreciate your business. Because of your support, we are celebrating our fifth year of service. As a token of our gratitude, we are now offering others who serve our communities with a $500 lender credit towards closing costs. Active military veterans, first responders, teachers, and nurses, thank you for all you do. Call us now at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Just the other day, we helped a fireman from Montgomery lower his monthly payments by lowering his interest rate and providing him with the cash out that he needed to pay off high-rate credit card debt. This could be you. What are you waiting for? Call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
We're wow. We're for streaming.